This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so most people that have political power try to leverage it right away and try to ask for money or some political position. I'm from Texas. I'm from the grassroots. I want to create alternate systems for my progeny and for your progeny. I don't want to control things. I don't want to sit around with all those stuffed suits and lawyers. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and you know Trump won't do anything about it. And I can easily have people at every Trump rally. Everybody loves us. Half-ish people are our folks, or more. And Like take CPAC or something. They're a bunch of blue blood kiss asses who aren't even conservative, and everyone bows down to the bureaucracy. And so I'm not threatening the president with something. I'm simply saying we're not going to sit here and watch our grassroots movement that got you into office be overtaken by a bunch of special interests. We're just not going to do it. So we're loyal opposition here, but we just want the president to know this plan will work. I can take over the Trump rallies right now. Something the Democrats could never do, because I have the people. They know I'm real. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet, because I just don't want to showboat like this. But with the stuff I'm seeing and the Justice Department announcing they're not going to go after Google for antitrust, I just feel like it's my duty to go ahead and probably start pulling the trigger on this. What do you think?
I have no objection to it. I think it's a brilliant maneuver, because silence becomes your weapon. And if they want to understand why you're silent, you read it right. I think it's brilliant what you're doing. You're not disrupting. You're in no way offending anybody. You're basically stating your view, and you have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. And that's a brilliant strategy.
You just encapsulated exactly what I mean by it, so you get what we're trying to do.
Oh, silence is the most lethal weapon that someone can have. If I go to a meeting and I say nothing, I remember in the State Department, people would always say, well, what do you think? I said, well, I have nothing to say. But the minute you look up, or the minute you have a tag on your mouth and there's silence, that's penetrating, because there are two elements. One, you're silent, and two, you're intrusive with a strategy saying, this is what I would like to have. You don't say anything. People can say, oh, that's absurd or looks silly. And the answer is you don't do anything. And so in no way can you be considered an agitprop, agitation propaganda, or anything offensive. It's basically the most, I think it's brilliant the way you thought about it. Number one, you stand there, you say nothing, put it on your mouth, and basically you're making a statement. There's no way you can be offensive. I don't see it.
Well, that's really what you're getting at the heart of it. I don't want to come in there like I want something like a pig at the trough. I'm just saying, hey, we've already been silenced. Here we are. We're represented by the fact we're silenced. Here we are.
That's true. And silence, what you've done, Alice, in a way, it's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. Think about it. You should be head of our intelligence units. That's a brilliant way to look at it. You take the very part of suppression, silence, and you make it into a weapon, and then you put just a tag saying, this is what I believe in, but I won't state it.
And I'm not gonna... You know what it is. Necessity is the mother of invention. We're the grassroots. We have to, just like you do, we have to innovate. We don't live in the lawyer fantasy land ivory towers. We have to be real or we fail.
Well, there's a simple reason. Do you have a pension that's guaranteed, Alex?
No.
Neither do I. That's why we are what we are.
Stephenchinnick.com. We're going to go to a 60-second break, come back with closing comments for the president on what you think's happening. We really appreciate you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Weeks ago, we told you the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Stephenchinnick.com, Alex Jones, your host. Very honored to be here with all of you. Coming up in about 50 minutes, we've got Roger Stone's personal lawyer coming on, and I had to pull teeth to do this. And I don't know how much he can say, but you're going to get exclusive stuff coming up next hour. Barr installs outside prosecutor to review case against Michael Flynn, ex-Trump advisor. That's the New York Times. We also have this letter coming out today. Said there'll be no criminal prosecution of Andrew G. McCabe. That's a Valentine's gift to the deep state, in my view, Dr. Pachinik. What do you see in the symbolism of that?
My attitude is pretty much this. I am not a fan, nor have I ever been a fan of the Department of Justice for well over 30, 40 years. I don't find them to be impartial. I find that most of the lawyers or prosecutors who come in at any given time are really political entities who have served one way or another, and this is the key, in a Washington firm. In other words, most of them will look at you look at their resume and you will see they've worked in a Washington firm. They come out of Harvard. They come out of Yale. And for me, I'm not impressed with lawyers. I've never really used lawyers for litigation. I've used them as financial instruments. In other words, in the system that I was working in, either in the law or in publishing, their job was very simple. I don't want to know what's right or wrong from them. I just wanted them to make more money. So basically, a lawyer to me is kind of a secondhand element. I don't really need lawyers. In the world of cyber command and cyber communications, they're totally unnecessary. They think they're necessary, and they become a key element of our system. But remember, we're 260 years old, and we're moving at a very fast exponential rate. I don't see a need for judges who are basically ex-lawyers who are politically active.
No, I agree with you. Let me ask you this in closing. Obviously, there was a big organic populist deep state. I mean, a mom taking care of her children in the morning, making them biscuits and gravy is the real deep state, or a cop doing his job, changing an old lady's tire, or a doctor doing their job. That's the real deep state. It's just rubber meets the road. But obviously, if the corrupt elements of the deep state keep trying to start a fight and get the fight they want, they should pray for Donald Trump's success. America's so awake now. The military's so awake. Everybody I know is so awake. And they don't want to go out and start having a civil war. But if the communists and the Democrats and the Bernie Sanders of the world think they're going to have this big happy hunting ground in America, it's not going to go the way it did in Russia or other places. I don't think they realize how much danger they're in. Can you speak to that? If things were to go into a civil war, I don't see it going well for the other side.
There won't be a civil war. Number one, there aren't enough people on the Democratic or the Socialist side. Bernie Sanders will probably win, but as I've said a long time ago, and I've heard Bernie, you have to be a multimillionaire to be able to say you're a socialist or a communist. I've never met any communist or socialist who was not a multimillionaire. Sure. So the inherent contradiction of Bernie Sanders and what he stands for is nice in terms of the fluff and the need to motivate teenagers.
Yeah, the fantasy
and young
land.
But it's fantasy land. He knows it. Michael Bloomberg knows it. The Democratic Party knows it. But basically, it's the end of a Democratic Party. That's really what
it really
happening.
Is. So how do you see them ending? Because you're right. I mean, it's coming to an end.
I said it a year ago when Nancy Pelosi was out of control. When John, I said on your show when I said Biden was demented, and everybody thought I was, you know.
No, you're right, and we got censored on Facebook because of that interview. Your interview with me got us banned again, but now it's all prima facie. It's all admitted.
But he is demented. Look at, he came in last. He didn't know where he was. He didn't know what he was saying.
He just keeps yelling at people, and the fact that they would keep him in the field when he's acting like that shows the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Well, but that's the point. And you want them to, you want the Democratic Party to spend millions to Dewey Square and a whole bunch of consultants who are totally useless. What's happening is you and I are becoming the alternative world to what's in the media, what's the fake news, the CNNs, all of them, they're gone. Hollywood is gone. When you're paying $180 million for a junk film like The Irishman, you're finished.
Well, that's my last question for you. Obviously, a delusional like Karl Rove saying we're history's actors now, we control reality, and we'll give you a new reality tomorrow. But if you've got history on your side and you're telling the truth and you're in the path of history like Julius Caesar Shakespeare, there's a tide in the affairs of men when taking the flood leads on to fortune. If we go with the tide of what's right and true, we are history's actors. Here's Karl Rove's statement to the New York Times bragging, we're an empire now. When we act, we create our own reality. And when you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we will act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that how things will sort out. We're history's actors now. All of you will be left to just study what we do. But now it's the bureaucracy and the lawyers and the Democrats and the blue bloods that are literally having to watch what we do. Just because we're doing what's normal. And so his own prophecy about them has now been turned against him. Final statements on who history's real actors are.
The real actors of history are the insignificant ones, the alternative ones like you and me. Karl Rove will be in history, all right, for the most incompetent, stupid, self-aggrandizing individual who brought us the worst president of the United States in the past 40 years, George Bush Jr. and Cheney, and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. What we haven't done so far, and this is why I plead on your show, we have to hold people accountable. People have to go to prison and have to have a day in the sun where there's accountability for killing other people. The Mike Flynns of the world didn't kill anybody. They're heads of intelligence. Roger Stone never killed anybody. But Bush Jr. did, Cheney did, Karl Rove did, the Obamas did. So there's a whole political system that we have to hold accountable. But we're moving too fast. And where we're heading into now is no longer into kinetic energy, what's called wars or conflicts. We're heading into a world where we have to be the dominant actor, and unfortunately China and Russia will be far more successful than we are because our students are better trained there. Our students don't speak the languages. When I went
well,
to
that's right. The left sabotaged America to rule it, and then right. They sabotaged their main power base.
Correct. And what they did was to really cripple our country by saying diversity supersedes competency. And in China, the most powerful weapon I had ever seen was a 10-story bookstore filled with only English and American books with all Chinese young people reading it. I don't know one store here that has a
no,
Chinese.
Right. They're devouring the classics, and then we've just abandoned them.
Correct. And we need a strong education system. If I were Trump, I would fire the entire Department of Education start over again and mandate that every state has to work on intelligence and competency, not diversity. I'm not interested in whether you're black, white, yellow, green. I'm Hispanic. I came out of Cuba.
But no, it's like Martin Luther King Jr. said, it's about what you can produce.
Correct. And what you can give to our country. And I will mandate that every young person has to serve our country, not necessarily in war, but I don't care where their service is. But like Israel, you will serve us for 2 years. I would reinstitute a service to this country. And thank you.
All right, Dr. Pechenik, stevepechenik.com. Powerful interview. I hope the president listens to you because we didn't even get into this. You should come back in a week or so. We should get into the Epstein thing and every angle and Barr because it's true. Barr is presiding over the cover-up of that.
Correct. And thank you and your audience for allowing me to speak. And I want Roger Stone freed, and I want Mike Flynn free, and anybody else. Who's
and I agree with Tucker Carlson, though. It repudiates the whole Russiagate hoax. You have to do it right there.
I know.
I'm telling the audience. Thank you. Okay, we have our next guest coming on from the Defense Intelligence Agency. Really smart guy. Get his take on what's happening in the world. Ivan Raiklin, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Agency. He's also a recovering lawyer, as he calls it, and he joins us to talk about a whole host of subjects. He's at Raiklin on Twitter, R-A-I-K-L-I-M. So I wanted him to send me a list of things to get into, because I met this guy a couple of years ago at a press conference in D.C. Really liked the speech he gave. Been meaning to get him on. He's finally here. And he wants to get into Roger Stone, General Flynn, Looney Left, corrupt FBI, deep state, election fraud, which I would put up front. Thanks for joining us. I see you're there in your car, probably somewhere in Virginia or something. But Ivan, what would you call this period in American history we are in right now? Because it's just crazy.
As far as one word, I think it's completely ridiculous. Just a little bit about myself and why I wanted to kind of jump on and join in the conversation is that my parents fled the Soviet Union back in the 70s to run away from communism and socialism. I would never have thought 40 years later that I would be helping fight communism and socialism that's coming from the left with all the squad and all the Bernie Sanders activity going on in this presidential cycle. It is completely ridiculous.
Well, that's why. No, exactly. So your ethos is your family tried to escape tyranny, and now you're like literally you've seen it before, and here it is in your face.
Right. I hate to say it this way, but as a Green Beret, the motto is free the oppressed. And now, being a resident of Virginia, they have the motto of Sic Semper Tyrannis, which is down with tyrants. And not only Northam, I mean, we can talk about so a litany of issues. I don't know how much time you have.
We got the rest of the hour.
You let me.
Roll with it. You're a smart guy. I mean, people need to understand who haven't. Bernie Sanders says we need food lines. We don't need choice. He says that's poverty. Well, really? Why does everybody want to get explain what we're facing? You've seen it. Your family's seen it. And now here it is yet again.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I was born here in the States, so I didn't see it personally. But my family, like you said, saw it. And it comes down to capitalism always works. The market will always work itself out in order to be able to provide the most value and most benefit and good to society.
I mean, it's got problems. It'll produce 100 times more than communism.
What's that, Alex?
It's got problems, but it'll produce 100 times more than communism.
100 times, easily. So, yeah, I just wanted to come on if you wanted to talk about
get into your parents. Let's do the rest of the segment on your parents fleeing the Soviet Union. Talk about that.
Oh, sure. So, in the 1970s, in 74, my parents fled the Soviet Union, my father from Leningrad, which is obviously changed names later on to St. Petersburg, and then my mother from the Far East. They fled in the 74, went through a system where there was the lobby in the United States that was facilitating the movement under Jackson. I'm not sure if you're old enough to remember, but the Jackson-Vanik Amendment allowed for Soviet Jews to depart the Soviet Union in return for the assistance with grain distribution throughout Russia and then the different republics. So under that strategic system, my parents were able to come into the United States legally, mind you, unlike a lot of these folks, and come into the United States and seek the American dream. There you go, Jackson-Vanik Amendment.
What does your mom describe in the Soviet Union, why they didn't like it?
Well, both of them have passed in the last couple of years, but when growing up, a lot of the things that they discussed with me was, everybody there essentially had one channel that they received all their information from. They were essentially lemmings to the state. And then the only way to really get away from that lemming mindset was to turn off the TV and drink yourself to death. So vodka, alcohol, this was back in the 60s and 70s.
What do you think of Putin today? I mean, I think he's a nationalist. I think he's helping Russia.
Right. I mean, you have to look at it in context. So a lot of people say content is king, but I think context is ace. In the context of Russia, in the Yeltsin years, in the 1990s, you had a president, Yeltsin at the time, who was a bumbling drunk. And essentially, that's what the country looked like, complete chaos. And that's not, I mean, in the interest of U.S. national security, you don't want to have a strong, powerful, nuclear-capable country that is in complete chaos. You want to have an ability to somehow negotiate with a stable partner. And I think, in some aspects, obviously, Russia and Putin is a strategic competitor in many regards. But on some fronts, they are a strategic partner, especially when it comes down
Exactly. Hollywood's trying to corrupt our children. Hollywood's trying to corrupt our children. Putin is against that. So I believe moral issues and ideology trumps geography and trumps everything else. And I don't see leaders that are opposing things like Putin is. So I'm not scared to say that I agree with what Putin's doing, defending the Russian families, rebuilding their population. That's what we need here. I like that. And I see him as a competitor. I want to adopt the things that Putin's done.
Right. In the grand scheme of things, I would say, as a shorthand, Russia is known for several things over the last few hundred years. Literature, culture, and their intelligence services, right? So the first two are positive in the sense of contributing to humanity. And the last one, depending on where you are, if you're an American, then that's an adversarial role. So you kind of have to interact with Russia understanding those three dynamics.
I agree with you, but I just don't see, I'm not a Russophile either. I don't see Russia as the issue. I see Hollywood and the left as the cancer. If Russia was messing with us, I'd say go to war with Russia. But I don't see Russia encroaching on my daily life. I see the left doing it.
The left is doing it every day. They started off by banning you from the digital sphere. They're banning a lot of other people. I mean, Laura Loomer, we all know who she is. It's Nazi sort of communist mentality of muting people that have a different vision or a thought process and that try to contribute to the conversation.
Well, that's it. And then once they mute you, they then...
Every day with the mainstream media.
Well, that's my frustration, Ivan, is that once they mute you, they then talk in your voice. People think, oh, I've just been muted. No, you've not been muted.
So once they silence you... I want to say a couple things. So I didn't really know because I'd served in the military for 20 plus years. And while you're in the military, you're focused on your job, 18 hours a day, essentially 7 days a week, especially as a Green Beret deployed to different places. So you don't really focus on the political conversation as much as maybe I should have. But as I started to get away from my military profession and into the political sphere, and I started to see who the main influencers and contributors were in the political sphere, I stumbled across your name. And I didn't really know who you were really until we met a couple of years ago. But then when you got banned, I really looked at your background. I didn't realize you had been doing this for 20 years. And all of a sudden, the day literally, the day you trended number one in downloads in the App Store on Apple above CNN is when they muted you. Because at that point, you became effective. One of the quotes that Roger Stone uses in his movie, Get Me Roger Stone, he says something to the effect of, you hate me, or if I relish that you hate me, because if you didn't hate me, I would not be effective.
Exactly. Franklin, stay there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products to you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so Ivan Raiklin is a really interesting guy, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly lawyer, whole nine yards. And I've been asking a lot of questions of him here. Familiar with his work for about 4 or 5 years, ran to him about 3 years ago. Been wanting to get him on the show. We've got him here with us. Coming up next hour, Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's lawyer, is going to exclusively join us on air despite threats. I mean, I've got articles right here. Arrest Alex Jones, Washington Post, for talking about the Roger Stone trial. It's not like I'm acting tough here. If I bow down to this, I'm done. It's not like I'm like going, ah, screw you, Judge. Man, you got a lot of courage. A lot of courage. This is unconstitutional. The minute I start bowing down to that witch is the day I start dying. So I always tell listeners, it's not a heroic position to stand up for what's right. It's the default. You've got to do it. And it's just crazy. You talk about the special forces and the army, free the innocent, stand up for the oppressed. That's what it's really all about. And I've always been impressed by military people I know, especially the Green Berets, the Army, a lot of family that was involved in that. They were just the best people you could ever imagine. And they just wanted to free the oppressed, but they were always mad at the leadership they had. I think with Trump, we finally got real leadership. I don't think Trump's perfect, but before we get to all these topics, you've got Roger Stone, General Flynn, Looney Love, corrupt FBI, deep state, election fraud. Well, what is your gut level approximation? Not as an Army officer, but just as an American citizen of President Trump. Your real gut view of him, because I respect that view.
My gut feeling is when he... America First really is what resonates the most, I think, within the military community. So when you say, I'm going to promote America and I want to make sure that I fund the entire military so that it is second to none globally, that's what resonates the most.
That tells you who he is.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the core ethos. So going back to what you're talking about with the Roger Stone trial, I don't. If you may, Alex, when you talk to his attorney, why don't you ask how is it possible that the judge puts Roger Stone under a gag order, and how is that how does that conflict and follow with the First Amendment?
Well, you're a lawyer, but I've talked to a bunch of lawyers. It's never been done. This judge, Jackson, right, is doing stuff that you're the lawyer. Tell us. It's never been done.
I know. I get it. It's a rhetorical question.
No, I know it's rhetorical. You're the lawyer. Tell us what that means.
Right. So the First Amendment, free speech. In this instance, you have a judge that puts a gag order on. Why? On all social media posts that he does. Every single thing. So now he's not able to defend himself personally. Oh, thank you for putting the picture up. Absolutely. Literally, you're silencing his ability to defend himself from any smears that are coming from the entire mainstream media and big tech industrial complex. And then literally, he's done. I mean, he's essentially assassinated by
the... And as humans, not as Americans, but as humans, watching somebody tied up, being stabbed in the gut while they're tied up, it's abhorrent.
Right, this is ridiculous. I hope, and I would hope that the president, ideally on February 20th, the minute before the sentencing comes down, he pardons Roger Stone. That would be beautiful.
That's perfect. Don't do it after, like the judge is powerful. Do it right before.
Right, and do it via tweet. And that would be the first instance, I think, in the history of our country where...
Pardon me,
tweet. Now, granted, the paperwork had to follow up through the White House counsel, et cetera.
No, officially,
sure
it'll be. No, you're right, because the president needs to stop, all of us need to stop giving authority to the left. Like they're the authority, and oh, we're worrying what they say. Because I've already discovered people love it when I'm attacked by the left. It's like currency. Instead of, how do we stop the cowing to them? What do you call that spirit of bowing to somebody?
Right. Everybody wants to. I mean, there's actual valid compromise when both sides are have the intention of reaching some sort of conclusion where both benefit. In this political discourse that we're in right now, the one side does. They don't want to compromise. So then there's the only way to make it a level playing field is to use the same tactics, unfortunately.
What is the psychology of like crazy people that they think they're invincible? Because, I mean, I've got a lot of influence, and I'm strong, but I'm not overconfident. What is it about these weirdos that they think they're invincible, and no matter how many times they lose, they keep attacking? What is the psychology of that?
Well, I'm not a psychologist, Alex, but, I mean, I would say that the fundamental issue there is the reason why they continue to do it is because there are no repercussions for the bad behavior.
Exactly.
So when there's bad
They've
behavior,
never been punished.
The bad behavior is never exposed. It's never uncovered. You know, by your what is it? The Amazon Post or the DNC New York Times, they're not going to expose it.
So they believe because mainstream media gives them cover.
They continue to do that.
No, you said it. They believe because mainstream media gives them cover that they're, but in the court of public opinion, they're losing. But because they look at the news and see CNN say they're good, they think they've got a get out of jail free card. They don't.
Right. And on the other side, when you scratch your head, it's going to be turned into, oh my gosh, look at him scratching his head. It's self-mutilation. The worst human on the planet. Ridiculous. And that's going to be the headline, right? It's ridiculous. So anyway, going back to Roger Stone, I just hope that next week, as far as I was tracking, on Thursday is the sentencing hearing. And hopefully, I think it's 10 or 11 in the morning in D.C. here. I'm not too far away myself. And I'm just hoping that the president that morning sends out his pardon via tweet and then clears things. And then did you see what happened earlier today with Andrew McCabe?
Yeah, they just said
dual justice system.
Yeah, you're all
so Roger
you
Stone
want,
gets. Yeah, Roger Stone goes. They're trying to get him into jail for 7 to 9 years for what? He didn't recall the exact answer for several of the 500 plus questions that was asked of him during his testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. And then, you know, if I know somebody for 20 years and I'm just kind of being jocular, you know, shooting the. You know what I mean? Shooting the crap with them and say, hey, buddy, why do you have to talk bad about me and using expletives in it? There's no way that the person he's talking to is going to feel threatened that Roger's going to do something to him. And then you have one of the jurors. I don't know. You probably already talked about it today on the show. One of the jurors is a lackey of Donna Brazile, and I believe was a politician that ran
for Congress. Oh, yeah. She ran for Congress and failed. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Going back to the first thing you asked me. What are
but
we
it's worse. He told them in jury selection, we have the transcript. I paid $3,000 for it. She said, I'm not political in the voir dire.
Jury selection, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for those that don't know, jury selection is called the voir dire. But that's what I mean. Yes. The Democrats thought they could suspend all logic and just do whatever they wanted to defeat Trump. And instead, they've just blown themselves up. So, but listen, I'm never overconfident. Gut level. Going to break here. Minute and a half. You're a smart guy, Ivan. How do they strike back? Let's not be overconfident. They never give up. How do they strike back?
How are they going to strike back once a pardon occurs?
Or whatever. How are they going to try to take Trump out now?
Well, they're going to do it through the media. It's the constant influx, whether it's Google, whether it's, you know, any big tech, Twitter, they're going to control it so that the information about this lady that is a DNC operative that came out with this post against Roger Stone, it's going to be muted. So the left is not even going to know it exists. We're talking about it in a vacuum here because we have the freedom of speech to do so. But they're not going to see this. And so it's not going to be
right.
Relevant.
We're in our own little free world here, and they're not ever going to see it.
Right, so the only way to fight back on it is to create these different platforms that are able to penetrate and create free speech.
Well, that's it. You just said
yours.
It.
I mean, you're
it's about human
this.
Action against the censorship. Okay, when we come back, loony left, corrupt FBI, deep state, election fraud. That's the big one. Trump could literally have 2020 in 262 days stolen from him if he's not aware of it. And then what does he do once he's aware of it? Because Soros owns a bunch of machines. The Democrats are registering legal aliens everywhere to vote. How do we counter that when we come back on the other side? Because that's it. Election fraud is key bono.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Formerly a lawyer, a smart guy. We can get into anything you want in these closing times before Roger Stone's lawyer joining us. But election fraud, that's really the big Achilles heel of Trump and everything else and what's happening in the election. We've seen Iowa. We've seen the Democrats stealing stuff. I hate Bernie Sanders, but he's the guy the Democrats want. They're stealing it from him again. So looking at that, is that not front and center? That really is the ace of spades. That's a wild card, isn't it, Ivan?
I wouldn't say it's front and center. I don't know about the wild card. The wild card that formerly was the wild card was Michael Bloomberg, but now he's just going to drop several billion dollars and purchase the election. So I think previously the big discussion was big tech. Now I think he's just going to purchase the election. One component that we can do, I think,
I think Bloomberg could actually do it.
To win the election is going to be a long shot.
I don't think he has the will to win the Democratic primary,
absolutely. So we're going to see. I mean, we're going to see whether or not the hypothesis of him pulling it off is going to come to fruition on Tuesday or for Super Tuesday. But I mean, the amount of ads that he's been purchasing. I use this analogy. So if you're worth $100,000 and you drop the $5,600 maximum contribution to your preferred candidate, that would be the equivalent of Bloomberg. According to, you know, relating it to his net worth, it would be the equivalent of him dropping $3.5 billion into his own campaign. That's more than I could probably say that's more than all presidential campaigns in the collective.
Sure.
I think.
So here's this Republican oligarch coming to the rescue of the Democrats. So look at the political constellation. What is the real reason he's doing it?
The real reason is then back in November, before he announced, it was evident that the Democrats were going to impeach, and then Biden was going to be brought through the mud with his son Hunter taking that board seat with Burr.
Exactly. They want to remove Biden and put Bloomberg in the pole position.
Absolutely, I agree with that assessment. Absolutely. He's on his way down. Obviously, we saw that with his.
So we were wondering who the big mystery candidate is. It won't be Hillary. It's going to be Bloomberg.
So here's the mystery candidate that a lot of people are maybe talking about. So if it's Bernie, if Bernie Sanders wins the nomination, I would say that Tulsi Gabbard is probably on the short list for VP pick for Bernie.
Well, that'd be powerful.
And again, we're going back to 2016 with her endorsing him back in 2016. So I think that still carries some cachet, even though I think she made some missteps over the last few months. If it's Bloomberg, we have to take a look and see. The biggest indicator of my hypothesis being accurate is that if Hillary Clinton takes her residency and moves it from New York to Arkansas or elsewhere, that's going to be the biggest indicator that she's going to be the running mate with Bloomberg. Because if you look at Bloomberg's senior staff, top 10 people.
Explain that. You can't have two people in the same district.
Right. According to the Constitution, I can't cite the exact section.
You can't have two people from the same state.
Same state, you cannot have that. So the president and the vice president have to be representatives from or residents of two different states.
So if she says Illinois or Arkansas, it's done deal.
It's a done deal. She's going to jump in the race immediately after the cement car.
Well, we've known all along she plans to do that. Whether she was going to do it or not, she keeps control of the party saying that. But it might actually happen.
Right. And I think if that happens, that's a guarantee for Trump's victory, for re-election. Now, Bloomberg by himself with maybe a stronger person, then I think it'd be a challenging race for Trump 2020, but I mean, I think they still pull it off with a victory. Just because
money can't buy everything, and people don't like Bloomberg. I mean, I don't care if he's got $10 billion to spend. I just don't see people buying. And notice he can have all the memes he wants. Nobody's censoring him, but the average mom tries to put a meme out, she's censored.
Right. So, hey, he's a great capitalist. I don't take that away from him at all. But he has zero charisma. I just don't see him motivating people to come out. I mean, I guess you can motivate people so much with money. And if that's the only indicator, then he has a chance. But outside of that, he has no ability, I think, to motivate folks outside of his deep pockets.
Let me ask you this as a citizen. Gut level.
I really wanted to get into kind of General Flynn's case.
Yeah, get into Flynn right now. That's what I was going next.
That ties into significantly 2020 campaign, because when you take a 33-year veteran that's deployed for 5 years in his career, very highly decorated general that took massive amount of risk to help and support our current president in his election in 2016, and then the entire cabal, I mean, I'm not going to rehash all these different names, goes after him to essentially remove his ability to clean house and now continues to prosecute him, and that's a travesty. So I'm hoping that his case here shortly, the judge in his case, allows him to withdraw his guilty plea, because by doing that, they're going to be able, Sidney Powell, an amazing attorney, is going to be able to call witnesses and do discovery to literally uncover the entire, you know, what everybody's been calling the conspiracy theories. Well, they're no longer going to be conspiracy theories. They're going to be actual conspiracies that are uncovered to undermine and dethrone a duly elected president that, you know, we've been talking about it for 3 years. But the mainstream media and the American public has not really seen that. And I think the biggest violation of our rights occurred and it was uncovered, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, when the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court put out there publicly that two of the four FISA warrants that were issued by the court to the FBI to surveil the Trump campaign were done illegitimately, illegally. So that's going to continue to open things up. And I think General Flynn's case is instrumental on the outside of uncovering all of this. And then John Durham is going to be uncovering all of these nefarious activities internally in his investigation. We're going to start seeing, I think, Brennan. We're going to start seeing all these names come out as the initial actors in the entire crossfire hurricane.
No, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree with you, Ivan. But my problem is, what is the attorney general going to do? Because right at this critical point of victory, he's signaling an attack on Trump. So that's where I'm really worried, is that that's happening.
It came out today. You may have missed it because it just came out in that last hour or two. I saw an indication that he just came out in the public that he appointed somebody internally to investigate those prosecutors that are prosecuting General Flynn to determine whether or not there's any sort of prosecution.
No, I saw that. He created a new special office to do that.
Yes. I just picked up, maybe it was,
Barr installs outside prosecutor to review case against Flynn, ex-Trump advisor.
Absolutely.
I'm not an enemy with Barr. I'm not just trying to sit here and like attack him. All I know is I had them try to set me up with the Russians. I had to go meet with the FBI. I'm not going to talk about it on air. They asked me not to, but they literally had an FBI task force saying that my dad and I were Russian agents. Okay. So when you've been through that, when you have no connection, I mean, you're about as Russian as I get, a Green Beret in the U.S. Army, Patriot, everybody, you know, like, it's about as Russian as I get. Like, when you're being accused of being a Russian agent, you've done nothing with Russia, you start getting a little bit pissed off. Does that make sense?
As well, you should be. Absolutely. So, I mean, this whole process brings discredit upon the entire organization. Unfortunately, I know folks in the FBI and that line agents doing their job well, great risk to themselves to promote the security of the public. They go home to their families.
No, I get it. You understand, at the end of the day, they literally were told, I'm a Russian agent with no proof. I'm pissed, man. I want retribution. I didn't sell out to the Spanish or the Russians or the Germans or the Japanese. That's what pisses me off. I'm called a traitor. They never get in trouble. They need to get in trouble for this.
Absolutely. And I think Barr is on our side 100%. Even though what he said on that interview, I think it's essentially signaling to the president that, hey, I've got this. Just let me do it. It's not maybe going as quickly as you want it to go, but I've got this, and it's moving forward nicely because there's a lot of, you know, the bureaucracy moves slowly. So I think to my assessment was his Barr indicated that we've got a handle on this. Just let me do my job.
All right. Well, I hope you're right. You probably are. Ivan Raiklin, thank you so much. Raiklin at Twitter. Come back and join us again. It's been hard to get you on. I'm trying to get you on for a couple of years. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, we'll do it a lot sooner than 2 years, Alex.
All right, brother. We'll be right back with Roger Stone's lawyers. 4th hour, straight ahead.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.